Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, this is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Across the line, right side, he'll launch it for three at the horn. He got it at the buzzer to the rim, and he sends it down with the left hand. Right side shooting for the win. Got it! Bronson Koenig! Step back three straight on. Got it! Sam Decker. Bo Ryan will win for the 300th time as the head coach of the Wisconsin Badgers. Snaps off another three. Booked it. Oh, my goodness. Don't wake him up. Greg Kaminsky, a single game school record, 43 points.
I can't believe I'm going to say it, but here it comes. The Wisconsin Badgers are going to the Final Four.
Badger basketball is on the air. Today's game is brought to you by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. And by Fabic Rents, for all your equipment rental needs throughout Badgerland. Welcome to the Badger Shootaround.
In Las Vegas, Nevada, the Wisconsin Badgers in the NIT semifinal round. Today, taking on the North Texas Mean Green from Conference USA, a conference that has excelled, to say the least, in postseason play. FAU in the NCAA Final Four, two Conference USA teams in the NIT semifinals, North Texas and the Badgers in Game 1. UAB out of Conference USA will take on WAC regular season champion Utah Valley in the nightcap. About an hour away from the opening tip, we'll check in with head coach Greg Gard. We'll have our Badger notebook. And, yeah, we'll talk a little football with head coach Luke Fickell. Spring practices, two of them now in the books. And, as always, we'll start our pregame coverage with a visit with Jeff Patricus from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, all a part of the Fetch Rewards pregame show. The Fetch app gives Badger fans a home court advantage every time you shop and dine. Turn any receipt into points you can redeem for tons of popular gift cards. It's America's favorite way to save. Built in Madison. Download Fetch today. We'll get started in a couple of minutes. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Billions of dollars.
It was a normal day.
He was in some minor accident, a fender bender.
And I had this impulse to call him, but I didn't, because I thought I could call him later that week.
He abandoned the car, he came home, and he shot himself without ever talking to anyone.
When I came home that night and I found her, they told me that she had shot herself, and I couldn't believe it. I asked if he was okay.
Taking a gun into your house for protection is a terrible myth.
Once you pull that trigger, that's it. There is no coming back.
65 Americans a day die by gun suicide. Store your gun securely, locked, unloaded, and away from ammunition. Help stop suicide. Learn more at infamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey. Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
This is the Fetch Rewards pregame show. Wisconsin and North Texas in the semifinals of the NIT here in Las Vegas, joined by Jeff Patricus from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Jeff, I'm looking at the NCAA Final Four, and I'm sure you predicted all of those teams, FAU, San Diego State, Miami, and UConn. Maybe UConn.
I have the only perfect bracket left in America because I started after the Elite Eight.
UConn is the one team that if you look at like the KenPom numbers, you're thinking, yep, that's the one if you're going to pick a champion because it falls into that category, top 20, both offensive and defensive efficiency. But the other thing that maybe we're finding out what people in Conference USA knew all along, they have a lot of good basketball. FAU, the metrics have been good to that program all year, right?
Yeah, I mean, they were, and that was the team people were talking about as they were playing their league tournament. You know, if these guys don't win the league tournament, get them an at-large bid because they are a good team. And they have proved, you know, that they are worthy of being in that spot and making a run. Yeah, that league, who had Conference USA being as strong as it has turned out to be at the beginning of the year? I don't think a lot of people did.
And then a lot of those teams are moving on to the American Athletic Conference after this. But so be it. It's been really, really good this year. And the Badgers, I think, you know, we're finding a team that's still continuing to grow. I know you and I have talked about Max Klesmit, some of that clutch gene, that leadership quality that he has, Stephen Crowell. But I would like to think they have gotten a lot out of this. When you don't know, not everybody wants to be in this if that's your only option. But to the Badgers' credit, I think they're making the most of it.
Yeah, I think they found out some things about Stephen Crowell. I think maybe Stephen has found out a few things about himself. Klesmit's been coming on since February, like the last 11 games, and yep. Greg Gard talked about that as he's gotten more comfortable becoming more of a vocal leader. Greg talked about it, saying you got to prove it on the court first, and then you can start talking. And I think we've seen that. And even though, you know, Hepburn and Asijan have struggled from three-point range, they found other ways to help them win some games in this tournament, including hitting a couple big three-pointers at Oregon. Otherwise, Wisconsin would have been going home after that night.
Yeah, I know you had a chance. You visited with Connor, and you mentioned that. And that was a big three. Sometimes you can make five or six. Sometimes one is good if the timing is right. But he gets to the free throw line, and he's continuing to grow physically and just understanding everything that goes into being a college player.
And the biggest thing about him, which has been known from day one, is how much better of a defender will he be his second year and his third year, because that is the biggest area of growth that he has to make to become a really good all-around player.
This is we're sitting here in the transfer era, and there's already more than 1,000 in the portal. But if the core stays at Wisconsin, and we'll find out together in the coming days, we may have touched on this last week, but they've got a lot of pieces in place here where, you know, if Connor continues to grow and develop, maybe he's that dude who gets you a bucket when you have to have it, or they use the portal to bring in someone. But I just don't think they're that far away from being a team that could get back into the NCAA and make a little bit of noise.
No, not at all. I mean, you saw a team that they have acknowledged has certain limitations, battle a bunch of games that if you have one more better player or guys who are more advanced, you win those games and you're in the NCAA tournament. And I'll say this, I think the staff is quietly marking in pencil, not in pen, comfortable that they will have the core back. Okay, and then you've got a good freshman class coming in, and it's no secret, Greg's talked about this, they're going to be as active as they possibly can in the portal. They're looking at some bigs, they're looking at some guards. I think you're going to see a quite a different team in terms of the roster makeup next season.
Final thought, we're seeing a lot of parity in college basketball, but just take a look at the Final Four. I guess my question is it sustainable? Can a program like an FAU bring back its core for a second year, a third year, or will they try to move up into the so-called majors, or they just have better opportunities through NIL, and we're going to get down to that select 25 or 30. I don't know. I'm kind of leery of that, though, moving forward.
Two things. I don't think the current model is sustainable because everybody should know there's pay-for-play going on. It's just that's the way it is. And I'm not sure if this is a good comparison with Florida Atlantic, but remember Florida Gulf Coast?
Yep.
They had that one great run. Their coach left, and we've never heard from them again, basically.
Mm-hmm.
So I hope that doesn't happen to Florida Atlantic, but you don't know.
Did you find appropriate cuisine here? I know you did.
Of course. I was at Del Taco the first night. It was the best meal I've had since I've been here.
Of course you are. So you're as happy as anybody could be. Forget the fact that it's 65 and sunny. That's irrelevant.
And I just realized there's a Taco Bell within walking distance of my hotel, so I'm going there tomorrow.
You're pretty much in heaven. I'll let you go.
Thank you, sir.
Jeff Patrigas of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Stay with us. Coming up next, our Badger Spotlight as the Fetch Rewards pregame show continues. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Every time you use LRS, Wisconsin's local waste and recycling leader is a guaranteed slam dunk. When it comes to great service and competitive pricing, LRS is the industry champion. LRS offers its valued Wisconsin customers services such as roll-off dumpster rental and portable restrooms that are perfect for any construction renovations or outdoor events. Choose the local team with the highest level of customer service and the right equipment to fit the needs of your business, construction site, or home. Partner with LRS today and call for a quote at 844-WI-TRASH.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com.
The way we use our homes is changing, and as your local Carrier experts, we're here to help you improve your indoor comfort. From optimizing the performance of your heating and cooling system to ensuring your indoor air is cleaner and healthier, we're committed to delivering premium comfort and helping you breathe a little easier.
Carrier is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Contact the experts at 1-800-CARRIER or carrier.com.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober
or get pulled over.
Together, we can save lives.
Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov.
Wisconsin DOT.
Now at Menards, save big money on your next project with 11% off everything. Get peace of mind with our selection of motion-sensing lights from Patriot Lighting with customizable settings. These outdoor lights will meet your needs. Right now, the Brock Outdoor motion-sensing light is just $29.99 after 11% off at Menards. Good through April 2nd. Savings are a mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Badger Basketball is brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you, and by U.S. Bank. U.S. Bank is proud to support Wisconsin. U.S. Bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC. Now back to the Badger Shootaround.
Continuing with the Fetch Rewards pregame show, for the next few minutes, we'll turn our attention to Wisconsin football as the Badgers are going through their first full week of spring practices. We did have a chance to catch up with head man Luke Fickell. We asked him what these last three-plus months have been like for him.
It's been awesome. I mean, really. I mean, just developing relationships. And it's not just the players. It's the coaches, too. I mean, this is a new group of guys together. A lot of guys that I've got some history with, but as you put them all together, there's a lot of mix that needs to be done. And then as we kind of get getting a lot closer towards spring ball, it's almost like Christmas morning coming, where you get to kind of let loose and see that next phase of a lot of the things that you've been working on and actual football things and how guys handle that, react, respond, both as players and as coaches. So it's been unique. It's been awesome. The excitement of things like that, I don't get as much into from the outside. But I know it's great for our program and it's great for our kids, and you can feel it even within the program.
There are a couple of things that you as a staff say that catches everybody's attention. One of them is change is inevitable, is optional. Again, as we do this, they have not been on the field for a spring practice yet. But whatever body language tells you with this group,
Do you like the path that they're on right now and in that growth option that's ahead of them?
I do. I mean, you see a lot of things that you're excited about, and I mean that. And just how they've handled all the different situations, meaning, you know, we had some mat drill stuff, and that's a 5:45 morning where you're doing things that have nothing to do with football. And how do they really handle it? How do they really accept it? How do they really embrace it? And do they attack it? And all those kinds of things has been a win for us. And then how those guys have kind of stayed together. You kind of walk through the locker room afterwards just to hear the talk. If they stick around on the field afterwards after you have some of those workouts and are, you know, kind of going back and forth with what happened to them, all of a sudden you start to get a feel like, okay, you know, while it's going on, they hate it. But as they get off, they understand that it might not make you a better football player, but it makes you a better football team. And it's the things that we need to do going into spring ball.
I mentioned at the top that there is such a level of excitement about your team here in the spring. What's realistic for you as a staff, or what has been realistic expectations in previous years as to like what a two deep could look like? Or you don't know tackle to tackle maybe who starts, but you can get an idea who plays. What's realistic to try to get out of this?
Well, I think that we got an opportunity in spring to kind of figure out some really key things for us. And we like to, you know, not to define like ones and twos. I like to try to say we got one A's and one B's. And when you can find that, I think you got a really good chance. You know, I want to be able to play 22 guys on both sides of the ball. I think that's really a key to sustaining, you know, things throughout the season, playing your best ball at the end of the year. If you don't, if you're playing 13 guys on offense and 13 guys or 14 guys on defense, by the end of the season, it's really difficult. So spring and fall are really critical at developing a lot of those things and not getting into who's the 1A and who's out there with the ones. And, you know, do you really have eight offensive linemen or eight defensive linemen that you feel like you can play with?
What level of live work do you like to do, scrimmage situation, during the course of spring ball?
Well, I would say every year is a little different. I think that when you know what kind of team you got, you can assess that a little bit more. I think that we're going to have to go a little bit more live ball than I've gone. And I think for twofold, finding out what it is that we've got, taking care of the football and tackling are really critical things. And if you don't go live at times when you go into that first game, even through fall, it's you know, if you don't know who you got, it's really difficult. And everybody'd say it's tackling. It's also taking care of the football, too. So we'll go, not a ton, but, I mean, we'll have 2 days, a spring scrimmage for sure, and then another Saturday scrimmage where we'll be on live situations even with the ones.
All right, final question here is probably the tough one because you haven't started the practices yet, but I'm going to ask you to put on your public relations hat, the launch. I know that people are asking about it. They're excited about it, April 22nd. As we sit here 4+ weeks away from it, how do you envision that looking like?
Well, it starts with 65 and sunny on April 22nd. So I've been guaranteed, I think you and a couple others are in charge of the weather, and we'll handle the things that are on the field. I look at it, everybody says, is that a spring game? Well, it's, in my mind, much better than a spring game. You don't divide up your offensive line. You don't divide up your defensive line. You don't give a kind of a half offense and a half defense, you know, so to speak. You go your best on your best. Ones on ones, twos on twos. It's scored in a unique way. Really nothing more than to put challenges on everybody to see kind of what it is you really got when when the chips are down, when there's actual pressure on the line, when there's something to gain or to win. That's what we want on that day. It'll be the one time, will be a true live day where it'll be, you know, everything we got, nothing held back. It's not, hey, it's only these five defenses or these six or seven plays. It's, hey, let's figure out what we've got. This is a live situation. This is the closest thing that we will get until that game one.
That is Badgers head football coach Luke Fickell. Remember the launch, April 22nd at Camp Randall Stadium. It'll be a lot of fun. Stay with us. More to come as our Fetch Rewards pregame show continues. The Badger Notebook is next. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
And we're live here outside the Perez family home, just waiting for the... And there they go, almost on time this morning. Mom is coming out the front door strong with a double-arm kid carry. Looks like Dad has the bags. Daughter is bringing up the rear. Oh, but the diaper bag wasn't closed. Diapers and toys are everywhere. Ooh, but Mom has just nailed the perfect car seat buckle for the toddler. And now the eldest daughter, who looks to be about 9 or 10, has secured herself in the booster seat. Dad zips the bag closed, and they're off. Ah, but looks like Mom doesn't realize her coffee cup is still on the roof of the car. And there it goes. Oh, that's a shame. That mug was a fam favorite.
Don't sweat the small stuff. Just nail the big stuff, like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Learn more at nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
If you came across someone struggling with hunger, how would you recognize them? By their clothes? Their age? The way they speak? Would you notice an 8-year-old girl who's not excited for summer break
because she may not be having lunch again until September?
Or a single father of two who works three
part-time jobs and still can't put enough food on the table?
Or maybe a mother who cleans offices at night,
hoping to find meeting leftovers to take home to her hungry family?
Or a war veteran who's having a hard time
landing a job and getting back on his feet?
I am the 1 in 8 Americans who struggle with hunger. People you pass by every day but never knew were hungry. I am hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America, 200 Food Banks Strong, and the Ad Council.
Our Badger Awards pregame show continues from Las Vegas. Time now for our Badger Notebook with Patrick Herb. We were just talking off air. This would be a good time to revisit with Mark Vandewettering. And maybe if things go well tonight, we'll do that for the Thursday game, because this happens in the NCAA tournament. You know, sometimes you go cross country a couple of times. But you think about this: Eugene, Oregon, a week ago tonight, back home for a few days, and now to Las Vegas. And that's it's fun. It's awesome. These guys are enjoying it. But there's a lot that goes into it.
So traveling long distance is nothing new for this program. It happens every year. But what makes this situation unique is that the planning is short term and all on your own, essentially. So what I mean by that is Wisconsin played in the Maui Invitational in Las Vegas here just 2 seasons ago. But that they were planning for months in advance. We're able to locate the hotel, the plane, the ground transportation, the meals, all of that stuff, logistics were taken care of long before the season even started. When you're in the NCAA tournament, the NCAA provides a lot of that travel, and you really just get in the tracks and you just go down the road as like a train would on tracks. They have the planes lined up, they have the hotel space reserved, they have catering that you connect with, because really they have the four teams in the regional, each one's allotted to a hotel, they've got a plane ready, and they just say, oh, okay, who won? Who advanced? Florida Atlantic? Okay, you get that plane, you get that hotel. Now, this trip and Eugene, the NCAA reimburses a portion, but they also kind of let you be on your own and say, yeah, you guys just find your way out there. We'll give you some money back for the plane. And they had some hotel rooms reserved here at one of the hotels. Interestingly, a hotel just off the strip with no casino. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that was coincidental, but I know at least 3 of the teams are staying there.
Right.
And so they had a block of hotel rooms reserved for the travel party. But not near enough, not even the amount that we would have on a normal road trip to West Lafayette, for example. So given that Wisconsin likes to bring extra folks for these postseason travel, including the band and the Spirit Squad, we had to be split up between 3 hotels. So there's a team hotel that the coaches and athletes are staying at. There's another one where a support staff, and then there's a third one off the strip where the band and Spirit Squad are staying. So when you combine the ground transportation for all of those, the hotels, the meals, and it's got to be a logistic nightmare. And I know Mark has had a wild 72 hours. But I will say, now that we're here, things have gone, knock on wood, relatively smoothly. The accommodations are good for everybody. The practice yesterday, shoot around today. You look around here, and if there's 200 people in the building right now, 180 of them are wearing red.
Mm-hmm.
We just had a pep rally across the street that I went over to and checked out. The marching band performed. The Spirit Squad was there. And we were all surprised. The staff was all surprised at how many Badger fans were there. We didn't know what to expect. They knew that there'd be some fans and families that traveled. But there are people here who either snowbirds that live out here that said, oh, Badgers are here, I'm going. Or booked a last-minute flight from Wisconsin. I met at least 3 or 4 groups that said, don't need to twist my arm to go to Las Vegas.
Especially after a foot of snow that we had on Saturday. Say, yeah, I'm good. No, it's funny. When I got here Sunday, we got here Sunday night. I met a couple that got married out here. They're from Milwaukee. They're excited. When I walk into the arena
here a couple hours ago. It was a couple from Wisconsin. They moved out here. So this is a home game for them. So this is great. And you're right. I do see a lot of red in here. So I don't know what the actual turnout's going to be, but I'm pretty sure it's going to be pretty loud.
Yeah, and it'll be red, and it'll be dominated Wisconsin from these four teams that are represented. Wisconsin will have by far the majority. And so you look at it from a excitement standpoint, from a fan base, and also as a team, I'm really been pleased at how the team has embraced this. And,
yes.
And they all say, out of one side of the mouth, they're going to say, look, this is not what we wanted to be. Let's all acknowledge that right away. But yet, we enjoy each other. We enjoy playing. They're competitors. They want to win any game in front of them. And there's something on the line. This is a tournament, and there aren't many teams playing. I know it's not the badge of honor being the only Big Ten team if you're still in the NCAA that would be. But Wisconsin does know that this is a spotlight game. There are no other events going on today. There's no women's college basketball. There's no men's college basketball other than the NIT. And they've embraced that. And I think this has been good for this team, actually, to change the season-ending narrative just a little bit on how the season's going to wrap up. And hopefully they've got two more games in them.
Yeah, no, I agree. I agree with all that. I didn't know going in how are they going to approach this, but they've been all in, so it's been a lot of fun to watch. So, if all goes well, we'll do this again Thursday.
Big contrast in styles, these two games. I just
yes.
happened to notice that some people in the area think that this game is going to be under 120 points,
yes.
and some people think the next game is going to be well over 150.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
pretty dramatic.
Pace a little bit different, so you get a little bit of variety here tonight. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. That's Patrick Herb, and that is today's Badger Notebook. More of our Fetch Rewards pregame shows coming up. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
And it's the place to be for basketball. Not just because the Badgers were crowned the number one team in the Big Ten last year, but also because UW Health Orthopedics and UW Hospital are ranked number one in Wisconsin. Together, we form an unstoppable team. No matter if you fracture your foot from a jump ball or strain your voice from a bad call, UW Health delivers the best care in the state. Here to help every Badger take on another season of victory. UW Health. Remarkable.
Hey, Badger fans, the wait is over. The Wisconsin Badgers basketball team is back on the court, and Shields has everything you need to cheer on your favorite players all season long. Take your game day gear to the next level with Shields Fan Shop. We have an unmatched lineup of fan gear, including jerseys, hats, hoodies, and more to help you show off your team colors. So gear up, Badgers fans, and celebrate all season with Shields, a proud partner of Wisconsin Badgers basketball and hoops fans everywhere.
The countdown to savings is on at Clary Building Corp. Get the best prices of the year right now at any Clary location or contact us for a free consultation on the building you have been dreaming about. Clary has a building for every stage of your life. Visit clarybuilding.com today to see all of the amazing building options we offer. Don't let the clock run out for big savings.
At Exact Sciences, we are cancer fighters based right here in Madison, Wisconsin. We are dedicated to supporting patients before, during, and after a cancer diagnosis through innovative tests that detect it earlier and provide guidance for successful treatment. We are proud to sponsor Wisconsin Badger Athletics and highlight the great work the Exact Sciences team and Badger athletes do in the community.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts,
the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober
or get pulled over.
Together, we can save lives.
Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov.
Wisconsin DOT.
Silver lining means you are backed by a policy and a company that is going to do everything they can to get you back whole to like you were before.
An independent insurance agent describes the silver lining.
But there's a promise there. You know, that word means we're going to answer our promise in the policy and get you back up and running if you're a business or, you know, if you're home, we're going to get your home put back together as if nothing had happened.
West Bend, the worst brings out our best. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
Badger Basketball is brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. And by Fabic Cat, your cat equipment dealer throughout Badgerland. Welcome to the Badger Pregame Show.
Courtside at Orleans Arena in Las Vegas as the Wisconsin Badgers in the NIT semifinal round taking on the North Texas Mean Green out of Conference USA. This is the first game up, Utah Valley and UAB in the nightcap. The winners will meet Thursday night for this tournament championship, about a half an hour and change away from the opening tip. The Badgers and the Mean Green. We'll check in with head coach Greg Gard, presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming, Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. Back in a moment. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Childhood should be the happiest time of life. But for many children living in poverty with blindness, facial deformities, and other crippling conditions, it's riddled with pain, rejection, shame, and isolation. At Mercy Ships, we're answering the cries of some of the world's most forgotten children and adults through free, life-changing surgeries, surgeries that turn despair into hope. These once heartbroken boys and girls, and many men and women too, are now restored, accepted, and on their way to a life of opportunity and joy. No one can change the world on their own, but together we can transform it by restoring hope to one person, one child at a time. Volunteers from your community and around the globe are bringing life-changing healing and hope to the forgotten poor. To learn how you too can help change the world, one child at a time, go to mercyships.org today.
Fear you're missing out when you miss our conversations on air? You can always join the discussion on our social media channels. Find Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can also find social media for specific shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
Civic Media isn't just another broadcast company.
We're your neighbors. We bleed green and gold.
And we love nothing more than to help fellow Wisconsinites succeed.
Whether your business wants to advertise to your local community or the entire state, Civic Media can help. Find out more at civicmedia.us.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Chance for scattered snow showers tonight, otherwise cloudy skies. Lows level off around 18, winds out of the west, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Sunny skies and calm tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 33. Clear skies and quiet again tomorrow night, 12. A dusting of snow tonight with another dusting Thursday through Thursday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 43.
Back in Las Vegas, joined by Badgers head coach Greg Gard. Well, what a season for this team to be in France, to be in the Bahamas, to play a game at the home of the Milwaukee Brewers, and now in Las Vegas. It's quite the tour for these kids.
It's been a long, we were almost to 10 months, I guess. It's been good. You think back through all those things that we've been through and all the experiences these guys have gotten, and to be able to keep, playing deep into March. As we said when we practiced back in Madison before we came out here, we practiced here at home as long as we could, no matter what we were going to be in. So just proud of how these guys have kept battling and kept persevering and overcome adversity and not giving into it.
And think about the contrast of teams that you've played, a team that's one of the smallest teams, second smallest team in college basketball, to the fifth tallest in Oregon to get here. You guys have faced, just in this event, have faced a little bit of everything.
We have. We've faced three good teams, and to be able to go on the road and get one at Oregon, regardless of circumstances, is to come from behind and get that one. And then one here today. We're going to see a totally different style than kind of like playing ourselves in some regards. So it is. I think this has been very good, in terms of the NIT experience for our guys, because they've handled it the right way and gotten the most out of it.
Yeah, we always talk about trying to learn things during the course of a season, and that doesn't stop even in this event, because some guys have really, if it's a Max Klesmit or whoever, some guys have cranked it up a little bit more.
They have. I think Steve Crowell has had a good tournament. I think Max obviously has come into his own, and Max is just his leadership and his voice have watched come, even to become a higher volume, which is good for us. And I think it all, See, we hopefully have two games left this year, but it also tees up things really good going into the offseason as we prep for next year.
All right, we'll take a break. We'll talk more about tonight's game with North Texas as our Fetch Rewards pregame show continues. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
The countdown to savings is on at Clary Building Corp. Get the best prices of the year right now at any Clary location or contact us for a free consultation on the building you have been dreaming about. Clary has a building for every stage of your life. Visit clarybuilding.com today to see all of the amazing building options we offer. Don't let the clock run out for big savings.
Wisconsin is the place to be for basketball. Not just because the Badgers were crowned the number one team in the Big Ten last year, but also because UW Health Orthopedics and UW Hospital are ranked number one in Wisconsin. Together, we form an unstoppable team. No matter if you fracture your foot from a jump ball or strain your voice from a bad call, UW Health delivers the best care in the state. Here to help every Badger take on another season of victory. UW Health. Remarkable.
Mr. Baseball Bob Uecker and his pal Tony.
What in the world are you doing, Bob?
Well, I'm dressing up like an elf, Tony, so I can play in the Usinger All-Star game. Never played an All-Star game, and I figured this is my best shot.
Don't you think you're a little too tall to be an elf?
That's the beauty of this outfit. It lets me walk on my knees.
How are you going to bat from your knees?
Hopefully better than I did standing up.
I guess you've never been known for your bat.
Oh, heck no. And you know what? I'd rather be known for my brats anyway. Usinger's famous sausage. Now that's a Hall of Famer.
You got that right.
Running a business is a lot of work. Luckily, I've got a great partner.
Oh, I thank you.
I meant U.S. Bank.
I knew that.
U.S. Bank Business Essentials is a huge help to us.
Totally. Their comprehensive point-of-sale system does it all. Tracks inventory, manages schedules, customizes orders.
Plus, all the regular banking stuff.
If only it could make coffee.
Nah, that's your job.
From point-of-sale to quick loans, we have many ways to make your business boom. That's what U.S. Bank is for. U.S. Bank. We'll get there together. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers. Based in Wisconsin for 60 years, Rail offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's premier on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions, including maintenance technicians. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs.
Hey, Badger fans, the wait is over. The Wisconsin Badgers basketball team is back on the court, and Shields has everything you need to cheer on your favorite players all season long. Take your game day gear to the next level with Shields Fan Shop. We have an unmatched lineup of fan gear, including jerseys, hats, hoodies, and more to help you show off your team colors. So gear up, Badgers fans, and celebrate all season with Shields, a proud partner of Wisconsin Badgers basketball and hoops fans everywhere.
It's the Badgers and North Texas here at Orleans Arena. And, Greg, you mentioned that this is a team that plays at a more deliberate pace. But, and even their coach, Grant McCaslin, talked about it. You brought it up. Like, don't be fooled by the 363 out of 363 in terms of tempo, because they will pick their spots, not unlike the Badgers, right?
Yeah, I think very, good teams are always opportunistic. And you have to be able to play at different paces and be able to take advantage. If you have an open court opportunity, get an easy basket. The fact is, though, against really good teams, easy baskets are hard to come by. So, and I think the other thing is just, you've heard me talk about the term mid-major so much. And, for years, as coaches, we've been saying, hey, there's not really a difference. And really watch the games. Don't get caught up in the name. And I think this tournament, along with the NCAA tournament, is a great example of there's good basketball everywhere. It doesn't have to be at Carolina or Kansas or, any of the big names that everybody gets wowed about, that there's really good players and really good coaches in a lot of places.
It seems like, I know Conference USA has made a major statement this season that it's a one-bid league to the NCAA tournament. probably could have gotten a couple other ones in there.
Yeah, probably three at least that I've watched between this team here with North Texas. UAB, I think, is really good as well. So, yeah, it's just, like I said, the best 68 teams don't necessarily get in the NCAA tournament. The automatic qualifiers that get the bids from the conference tournament, you know, much like the Missouri Valley. Bradley was good enough to be in the tournament, but Valley only gets one in. So you understand you're getting this. Maybe you're a little disappointed a few weeks ago that we didn't get an invite, but we've approached this. I think our guys have approached it the right way and made the most of it.
So much is talked about in this sport about guard play, particularly in the postseason, and their guards are pretty good.
They are, yeah. Perry is, you know, Taylor Perry is, or Tyler Perry is really, you know, a lot like the McGee kid we saw from Liberty, a little bigger, a little more physical. And then Huntsberry, you know, a kid that didn't had no Division I offers. I think Perry might not have had any Division I offers either. And you know, Huntsberry was up near us and at the University of Mary in North Dakota and found his way to North Texas. So, you know, it's just, again, it just, it reiterates and reaffirms, you know, basketball knows no boundaries, you know, and don't get caught up in the levels. You know, Coach Ryan used to have a great saying, don't get wowed by the Roman numeral behind the name, because, you know, there's Division II teams, there's Division III teams. You know, there's really good basketball in a lot of places, and for those two guards to do what they've done, you know, it's been very impressive to watch on film.
All right, that's Badgers head coach Greg Gard. Stay with us. More of our Fetch Rewards pregame shows coming up. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I think the advice I would give is you don't need to know all the answers. The craziest thing was believing that your dad knew everything. So as a dad, you felt like you had to know everything. You had to get everything right. It's okay to make mistakes. As long as it's coming from love, then, you know, it kind of starts to work itself out. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Our Fetch Rewards pregame show continues. Time now for our Big Ten report presented by Exact Sciences. Well, the Badgers, of course, the last team playing. And it's a lot of, everybody has a theory, I guess, on the Big Ten Conference of why it has not done well in the NCAA tournament the last 3 years. And to me, you just need a few more dudes, you know, and all in the right places. And there are four All-Americans for the Big Ten Conference and the AP All-American team. That's more than any other conference. There are 14 Big Ten teams. I get that. But Purdue, everybody, Mike, had flaws. Everybody at its best was pretty good. But it was a matter of just being able to sustain that. Michigan State, maybe with the guard play, had the best chance. And they proved to be the tough out in the league.
And that's by virtue of maybe their chemistry more so than their talent.
Yep.
Because Izzo, and we've talked about it here in this forum many times, Izzo recognized he's had better teams in terms of personnel than this one. But the personality was good. It was a good fit for everybody involved. I think you make a good point, though. You can go down the list, up and down the list in the league. Even Purdue, how many really marquee players did the Boilermakers put on the floor? One.
Yeah.
One.
You're right, Zach.
And he just happens to be the size of two.
Yeah. And those two guards will be really good, and they have had really good games, to be sure, but they're freshmen. And it just, you get exposed at times.
The one thing that's been kind of interesting this offseason is see who returns, and along with who's added to all these different rosters. I mean, Jameer Young is going back to Maryland. There's still some question on Dante Scott. He hasn't made up his mind. And then Hakeem Hart decided to play both ends of the spectrum by not only declaring for the draft, but entering the portal.
You got unlimited options as a player today. You got unrestricted free agency at its height right now. Jaden Epps, very talented young player at Illinois. Well, was at Illinois. He has entered the portal. There are more than 1,000 in the portal right now. We're not even done with March. So who knows where the number is going to stop? And always the big question is, how many are going to find landing spots?
True. And the thing about it is, if you're one of those players, let's say 12 through 15 on a roster, you've got to be able to do your own math.
Yes.
And if your program's bringing in three or four high school players, you know that they might also add two transfers. Where does that leave you?
Yeah, no, interesting days, to say the least, in college athletics. That is your Big Ten Report presented by Exact Sciences. When we continue, we'll run down the Nissan keys to this NIT semifinal. Back in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Hey, Badger fans, the wait is over. The Wisconsin Badgers basketball team is back on the court, and Shields has everything you need to cheer on your favorite players all season long. Take your game day gear to the next level with Shields Fan Shop. We have an unmatched lineup of fan gear, including jerseys, hats, hoodies, and more to help you show off your team colors. So gear up, Badgers fans, and celebrate all season with Shields, a proud partner of Wisconsin Badgers basketball and hoops fans everywhere.
You ain't seen nothing.
This is Ford Truck Month, America. Time to get up and get into Ford F-Series, America's best-selling trucks for 46 years straight. Like the Ford F-150 or the all-new Ford Super Duty. Or check out Ford Maverick and Ford Ranger pickups. So get into Ford Truck Month and see what a built Ford Tough truck can do for you. There's a great selection in stock and ready for delivery today. Based on 1977 to 2022 calendar year total sales.
Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers. Based in Wisconsin for 60 years, Rail offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's premier on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions, including maintenance technicians. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs.
Your local Bumper to Bumper Auto Parts store is deeply committed to the Midwest values of honesty, integrity, and trust. Whenever you shop at your neighborhood Bumper to Bumper Auto Parts store, you are assured of quality parts and service and a huge selection of name brand products every time you shop. Or give shopping online a try at mybumpertobumperstore.com. The auto parts you need, the value you expect. That's your locally owned Bumper to Bumper, keeping the motoring public on the road. Service is the difference. We get it.
The countdown to savings is on at Clary Building Corp.
Get the best prices of the year right now at any Clary location or contact us for a free consultation on the building you have been dreaming about. Clary has a building for every stage of your life. Visit clarybuilding.com today to see all of the amazing building options we offer.
Don't let the clock run out for big savings.
You're not selling a product, you're selling a promise. When we're subject to horrible winters, hailstorms, windstorms, you learn quick that you really are selling a promise, not just collecting a premium.
An independent insurance agent on doing the right thing.
West Bend's the one company that I would feel confident calling the president of the company. I know he'd pick up the phone and we'd have a conversation.
West Bend, the worst brings out our best. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
Fetch Rewards pregame show continues. Time now for our Nissan keys to the game. Well, Mike, North Texas does a lot of things well, including defending well, number one in points allowed per game. Now, some of that is style of play with their offense, but they do foul a lot. And Wisconsin has really upped its game here at the free throw line, hasn't it?
You know, the Badgers have shot 85% from the stripe in this tournament, these three games. I was stunned by the number of DQs they've had throughout the season, but they just feel that's part of doing business the way they play. They're going to put that opponent on the free throw line for about 23% of its shots, or points rather, during a contest, and they overcome it with the ability to play so disciplined at both ends of the floor. I think that's going to be a test for Wisconsin, its patience, in trying to hunt a good shot, a high percentage shot.
Yeah, opportunity maybe again for Steven Crowell, because North Texas will be without Rabbits big man, Abu Usman, who's been attending to a family matter and will now miss his third straight NIT game. He was one of those guys with a lot of DQs, a half a dozen of them, but he could score, he could board. Mulai Sissoko, though, had 12 points, 15 rebounds against Oklahoma State, but he's 6'9". So they're not as small as Liberty by any stretch, but they're not as big as Oregon. So we'll see if the Badgers and Crowell specifically might be able to take some advantage of that.
I guess when you look at Stephen Crowell, you also have to throw into the conversation Tyler Wall, how they play off each other, and just how defensively North Texas handles Wall and the tag team of Crowell. That's the most important thing.
And then, as Greg Gard mentioned, Tyler Perry, their outstanding guard, the Conference USA Player of the Year. He's scoring 22 a game in the NIT, at 23 against Oklahoma State to get them to Las Vegas. He said, as Greg said, he will take deep threes, not quite like the kid from Liberty, but he's the go-to guy. When the shot clock's winding down, it's Tyler Perry, the guy making a play oftentimes.
And the one thing he's shown is the ability to get to the free throw line as well. I feel that North Texas can put its guards, or at least the thinking is it can put its guards on the floor against anybody in the country.
Yeah, no, they feel that way with Tyler Perry and Kai Huntsberry, to be sure. Those are your Nissan keys to the game. We're back with the starting lineups presented by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Over the Back Fence has moved. Tune in on Saturdays at 11 a.m. for an hour of water cooler talk, items you're looking to buy or sell, upcoming events in central Wisconsin, or just whatever. Join the conversation by calling 715-424-2600. And we'll go Over the Back Fence at its new day and time, Saturdays at 11 a.m. It's the audio community bulletin board that comes to you.
Catch all the Badgers men's basketball action in the Big Ten this year, right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
A plastic bottle. Build an awesome terrarium. Cut a large plastic bottle in half and fill the base with sand, pebbles, potting soil, and your favorite plant. I chose an African violet. Put the top of the bottle over your base and place it in the sun. Your plant will grow sealed in its own ecosystem. Fun, right? Learn more at SheCanStem. A message from the Ad Council.
Fetch Rewards pregame show continues. Time for the UW Health Injury Update. UW Health, the sports medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. Everybody up and running here for the Badgers for this NIT semifinal. As we mentioned, Abu Usman, their 6'10 junior out of Brooklyn, New York, third team all-conference, unavailable again for North Texas, tending to a family matter. He averaged 11.6 rebounds and was a pretty impressive shot blocker, 45 rejections, but this will be his third straight NIT game where he has been unavailable for Grant McCaslin's team. And with that, let's move to the starting lineups, brought to you by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. For North Texas, 29-7 overall, a program record number of wins. They had 25 last year, so they broke the record this season. 16-4 in Conference USA, finishing second to FAU, a team that is in the NCAA tournament Final Four. Grant McCaslin in his sixth year, a record of 133-65, and his name has been prominent in terms of the Texas Tech opening that is going on these days. Mark Mattson, the head coach of Utah Valley, they're in the second game tonight, and it sounds like the Cal job is there for the taking for Mattson. But anyway, the North Texas starting five will be as follows. Aaron Scott, 6'7", sophomore out of Spring, Texas, 7 points, 5.5 rebounds per game. Reuben Jones, 6'5", junior from Houston, Texas, 6.5 points, 3 rebounds per game. Also pretty good in the steals department with 45 pilfers coming into this semifinal. Mulai Sissoko, 6'9", sophomore from Mali, 2 points, 2 rebounds a game. But as I mentioned, against Oklahoma State, he had 12 points and 15 rebounds, his first double-double. And the backcourt combo is Kai Huntsberry, 6'3", senior from New Orleans, 12 points a game. And Tyler Perry, 5'11", senior from Fort Coffey, Oklahoma, 17 points, 3.5 rebounds, couple of assists a game. He is averaging 22 points per game in this NIT. For Greg Gard's Wisconsin Badgers, 20-14 coming into this semifinal, the fifth 20-win season for Coach Gard in his seventh full year at the helm. And his starting five made up of Tyler Wall, 6'9 senior out of Lakeville, Minnesota, better than 11 points and nearly 6.5 rebounds a game, 2.5 assists per contest as well. Steven Crow, a 7-foot junior from Eagan, Minnesota, 12.7 boards, 2.5 assists per contest. Max Klesmet, 6'3 junior from Nina, 8.5 points, 2.7 rebounds per game. And Connor Asijan, 6'4 freshman from Fort Wayne, better than 11.5 points, nearly 4 rebounds a game at Chucky Hepburn. Rounds out the starting five, 6'2 sophomore from Omaha, 12 points, 3 rebounds, and 2.8 assists per game. This is the first meeting between these two programs. We mentioned North Texas and Conference USA, but in the era of many things, including conference realignment, North Texas, along with the CBI champ Charlotte, Final Four participant in the NCAA tournament, FAU, another NIT semifinalist in UAB. They're all moving to the American Athletic Conference, as will Rice and Texas San Antonio. So changes continuing all across the board in the world of college athletics. But we have basketball tonight here at Orleans Arena in Las Vegas. The Wisconsin Badgers and the North Texas Mean Green. The winner will play Thursday night for the NIT championship against either Utah Valley or UAB. The opening tip presented by Odyssey Greek Yogurt is just moments away. Jumpstart your day with thick, creamy, all-natural Greek yogurt with real flavorful fruit. Odyssey Greek Yogurt. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com.
Wisconsin is the place to be for basketball. Not just because the Badgers were crowned the number one team in the Big Ten last year, but also because UW Health Orthopedics and UW Hospital are ranked number one in Wisconsin. Together, we form an unstoppable team. No matter if you fracture your foot from a jump ball or strain your voice from a bad call, UW Health delivers the best care in the state. Here to help every Badger take on another season of victory. UW Health. Remarkable.
Every time you use LRS, Wisconsin's local waste and recycling leader is a guaranteed slam dunk. When it comes to great service and competitive pricing, LRS is the industry champion. LRS offers its valued Wisconsin customers services such as roll-off dumpster rental and portable restrooms that are perfect for any construction renovations or outdoor events. Choose the local team with the highest level of customer service and the right equipment to fit the needs of your business, construction site, or home. Partner with LRS today and call for a quote at 844-WI-TRASH. Bedroom too hot? Basement too cold? A MyDia ductless system is the perfect solution for room-by-room comfort control without the headache of a major renovation. As you look for ways to maximize your space, MyDia can provide you with a customizable solution to meet your needs. To learn more, visit MyDiaMidwest.com. That's M-I-D-E-A Midwest.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
Take part in a Madison tradition. Sign up today for the Crazy Lakes Classic on Saturday, April 29th. Register for the 8K run or 2-mile walk. Visit CrazyLakesClassic.com. Finish on the Camp Randall Field, then enjoy the post-race party featuring Rod, Tough Curls, and the bench press. The Crazy Lakes Classic is presented by J.D. McCormick Properties, Odyssey Greek Yogurt, Mueller Sports Medicine, The Joint Chiropractic, and NBC 15. To learn more or to register, visit CrazyLakesClassic.com.
on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield. Badger basketball is on the air. It's time to turn up for tip-off on Wisconsin.
Plesman off the right wing and the lane goes up left hand. Good off the glass. Porter leaning, taking a three. He missed it. Gilmore the rebound. And the Badgers will advance. Snaps off a three right side. Book it. Chucky Hepburn for three. Back run no good. And it's off to Las Vegas for the Wisconsin Badgers.
Live from Orleans Arena in Las Vegas, the Badgers. Badgers. The Mean Green. Green. This is the NIT semifinals. Tip-off is just moments away. Let's go courtside. With the call of today's game, here's Mike Lucas and the voice of the Badgers, Matt LePay.
Good evening from Orleans Arena in Las Vegas. Alongside Mike Lucas, our engineer, Dave McCann, and Maurice Jones back at our network studio. This is Matt LePay. We welcome you to Wisconsin basketball. We welcome you to the NIT semifinal round as the Wisconsin Badgers take on the North Texas Mean Green at a Conference USA. And before we get started, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification, 10 for an ID. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
So the Badgers have made it to Las Vegas, and they have made the most of this tournament here so far, Mike. We've talked about it a few times, but when you don't know how teams are going to approach it, when you're that bubble team trying to get into the NCAA tournament, are you all in? Well, this team answered that question pretty early, and it's had two down-to-the-wire games here recently against Liberty and obviously against Oregon, and you could just see those competitive juices going with these guys. It isn't the tournament they want to be in, no question, but they are making the